Margot Balboni is bracing for the cost of her student loan to spike.
It definitely makes my anxiety go up several notches.
She's one of more than 7 million Americans whose federally subsidized loan interest rate is going to double to 6.8% when a law is set to expire in July. So this week...
We only finished paying off our student loans. Check this out, all right? I'm the President of the United States.
He's going on the Jimmy Fallon show and pitching his message to college audiences in battleground states, North Carolina, Colorado, and Iowa. Just the mention of college loans is an applause line on campuses.
I'm assuming a lot of people here have federal student loans. Anybody here can afford to pay an extra $1,000 right now?
No!
And the president needs these voters badly. In 2008, he won the youth vote by 66%. Though 18 to 29-year-olds made up only a fraction of the electorate, they were crucial to his victory. For example, the president won North Carolina by just 1%, but he carried young voters by a whopping 74%. Hard to imagine that victory without the college crowd. But now, times have changed.
Some who voted for won't go at all. And frankly, this is one of these kinds of groups that you can't afford to lose a percentage point.
The national unemployment rate among 20 to 24-year-olds is 5 points higher than the national average, and Americans owe $1 trillion in student loan debt. This college Republican says the talk on campus is not optimistic.
I can't pay my student loan. I can't find a job to help pay for that. And that's why that level of excitement just isn't here. I'm not seeing it.
It seems the president is trying to stir enthusiasm, here squaring off against a Republican congresswoman who isn't feeling the student's pain.
I'm just quoting here. I'm just quoting. She said students who rack up student loan debt are just sitting on their butts having opportunity dumped in your lap.
He was roughly quoting Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox. What the president did not mention is that Mitt Romney has now come out in favor of extending the current low interest rates on college loans. Now it's up to Congress to find the $6 billion it will take to pay for that. Jessica Yellen, CNN, Chapel Hill.